Welcome to, I'm going to count to three, a Metro Parent podcast. Today we'll be talking fall farms, the case for recess, and discussing our high points and low points of the summer. Schwabi, the editor of Metro Parent magazine.
And I am Matt Colby, a producer for Now Media Group.
It's almost fall, and one of Metro Parent's most popular articles, stories, like ever, is whenever we talk about what to do in fall. For some reason, it's more popular than even like summer or Christmas trees or something. I feel like people really, really are into apple picking and pumpkin farms and all that fun stuff. So, I don't know. Are you big into that in your family?
Sort of. I'm not gonna lie. We don't get pumpkins every year.
No,
no, we don't.
Just whenever.
Yeah, just kind of whenever. Yeah, but when we do get pumpkins and stuff, the kids like to carve them, and of course, I have to take all this stuff out first. And
oh, you do? My kids are super into that now.
My kids don't like getting goopy.
Neither do mine, which is why I find it very strange, but they're good at it.
Yeah.
We do have to, we're watching home videos and Wendy like always goes for the giant carving knife, but it's disturbing.
Yeah, no, my wife's not a big fan of knives either, so I'm always the one that has to cut everything. And I think we let the kids draw the face on and then we just cut out what they want.
Do you ever have them do other things like just, like we've had, for some reason, sometimes we, because my parents grow pumpkins, too.
I mean, sure.
You know, just in their backyard. But, so, some years we have, like, a ton of pumpkins. So, they'll just, like, the kids will just paint them or do something like that.
My kids have painted them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fun, too. I am going to be totally honest. Apple picking season is, like, bigger than Christmas for me. It's, like, the beginning of the holiday season. Right. I don't know. For some reason, I mean, we always picked apples when I was a kid, so it just feels, it does. It feels like the holidays are starting and everything, so that's always been huge for us. We usually go, there are apple orchards. I feel like since we were kids, they're everywhere now. I feel like they weren't as big when we were kids. Like, we used to go to Elgin Farmer when I was a kid, and The thing I love about there is they let you climb the trees.
Right.
And they still do. We actually, our photo shoot for the October Metro Parent was at Elegant Farmer. It was in June, but we still got to go out on the hayride. And the they told us that, they still let you climb the trees. But the thing about Elegant Farmer now and, like, Apple Holler and places like that is they're so crowded because I think people are so into it now that all these other, like, just little apple orchards have just, like, sprung up everywhere. So sometimes we just go to one of those just because it's less crowded. Although it is a good tip if you're looking for, if you want to go to one of the bigger places, go during a Packer game.
Right. It seems, too, like when we're rounding up all this stuff for the upcoming farmer guide, there are a ton of these places now.
I know.
Like, it's,
like,
there were times when I'd be like, oh, where can I get a pumpkin from? And I know of, like, two places, and now they're everywhere.
Like, the apple orchards, the pumpkin farms, like, are we in one right now? I think they're everywhere.
Right.
Like, it is. It's totally crazy. But, I mean, I guess that's good, especially if you're into fall. And that's what kind of what I was saying at the beginning with how popular the Fall Farm Guide is. It seems like autumn activities have, like, exploded in popularity.
Yep.
Do you ever do corn mazes?
No.
No.
We haven't. We might. My kids are finally to the age now where they might be able to do some of that stuff.
Okay, we did. There's, it's called Lindner's Farm. It's like in New Berlin. And we have been doing the corn maze there since my kids were tiny.
Sure.
Because it's like, it's good for kids.
Right.
You know, you just like, it's just a small one, like whatever. Although the first year we did do it, Wendy was, she was like the perfect size to fit under like the fencing thing they put between the path and the corn.
Oh, sure. So she would just,
I was terrified we're going to lose her in the corn.
Yeah.
But we didn't. And it was, but now that they're older, we go with my my sister and my nephew, and the kids just like run ahead through the entire corn maze. And it's small enough that we don't feel like we're going to lose them. So that's cool. And then when they get even, My children do not know directions. They're horrible geographically, but so am I. But so I'm concerned about taking the jump to the next level, like the major corn mazes where you know, you put them in your GPS.
And you can actually get lost in them.
Yeah, when you can actually get lost. Yeah. But there is that's one of the cool things about corn mazes, I feel like. I mean, it's fun for little kids. And then, I mean, even up to adults, you can totally get lost in a corn maze. But
We might try to do some more of that stuff this fall, finally, because our kids have done the Disney thing, so they're good walking now.
Yeah,
and good,
so now you got
them. And I mean, we might have to find one that has, like, a petting zoo, because they're all about animals. And
the one I just mentioned does. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them do. That's another thing that's big with that. Yeah. We always do them. My dad's birthday is right around Halloween. So whenever we go, we go over to my parents' house for his birthday / Halloween. We do our trick-or-treating stuff there. And this is, I mean, okay, I know you more have grown up in, like, Waukesha County, like, whatever. We grew up in Milwaukee. So when my parents moved out to Delafield, it was a big deal that they had, you know, like, land and, like, a tractor.
Look at
and,
all
like,
this all land.
I know, right, which is, like, you know, it's like a half acre or whatever. Yeah, but that's, like, that was a big deal for us. So he had his riding lawnmower that he hooked up to his tractor, and this, again, was when our kids were little. He puts them in the back of the tractor, and he takes them on I'm doing air quotes now, you can't see me, but on a hayride or, like, a tractor
and
ride.
And all your neighbors think you're weird.
Like, they totally think you're weird. Like, it's like, oh, look at these city people who think they have land. But, yeah. But it's fun, you know. Of course, now, again, they're really too... But this is the problem with... This is the problem with kids. No. When they get, like... They're too old to do that now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not a big tractor, but, you know, because they've always done it, it's like, okay, let's load it. My dad's, you know, riding lawnmower is, like, struggling.
Yeah, it's like popping up off the ground.
Right.
And,
but it's fun.
Yeah.
But so, Matt, you made a video of the like, a preview of the Fall Farm
Guide.
A preview of the preview, yes. Which will be up on our website, so that will be cool.
Yeah.
So next I wanted to talk about one of the articles that's in the August Metro Parent. It's kind of interesting. It's called The Case for Recess. There's a group called Playworks Incorporated, which goes into schools and teaches the teachers how to do recess better, I guess. The idea is that, well, first of all, that recess is an important part of the day. It's not something that, you know, you should cut out of the day just because it's important for, you know, kids to get outside and kids to run off some of that energy. But the other thing that they say is just because of, like, bullying and stuff like that, that it's good to have more structure to the games that you play at recess. Sure. So basically their idea is that everybody knows the rules. And so everybody is allowed to play. And I don't know, I kind of was wondering what do you think about that? Like, kind of like the idea is, like, should recess be that structured? Or is it a time to relax? I don't know.
I mean,
what do you think?
I think it's fine to have that stuff going on and to have some structured games going on. But I think you also can just let kids just run around and do what they want to do. Back in my day.
Right, in your day.
Way back in the 90s, every time we'd go out for recess, I mean, you'd have your four square games going on. I'd mostly be playing basketball with my friends, so you'd have those courts. And, I mean, then you'd have just, like, the equipment and stuff like that. And I mean, I guess I never really thought about having structured playtime.
Right.
Because that's kind of what gym class was in elementary school.
And you know, it is a lot like gym class because it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate to do this because, you know, sexism bad.
Right.
But I think back and kind of why I wanted to get your opinion too as, like, a boy, like what you did at recess.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when I was, you know, especially in middle school, we didn't really play when we got out of the recess. We just, like, I remember just standing around, like, trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but the boys would always be, you know, playing their football games and, yeah, like, playing. And, like, recess was huge to them, and I felt like for the girls more, it's like, we're going to be cold. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for inclusion, it might be better to have kind of structured games and stuff, sure, to play. But I think, I don't think there's anything wrong with necessarily having some structured stuff going on for, mm-hmm, the people that want to do that.
Right.
And then the people that just want to do their own thing can,
right,
do that.
Did you ever, okay, and with your kids too, because Wendy, and this was in second grade, they had, and this happens from time to time, they had this huge deal on the playground that came over into the classroom, and the teacher actually had to deal with it because,
yeah,
there were people, they had this giant game that had naturally sprung up among the kids,
sure,
where they were playing, I don't know, I think it was like kickball or soccer or something.
Yeah.
And it was, and people would come into the classroom after recess, like, angry because they didn't get to play, or,
yeah,
the rules were, and just kind of, like, stuff like that. And I know that, I think that's the type of thing that this is trying to combat,
right,
like, when that,
right,
stuff happens. But I don't know, have your kids ever experienced anything like that?
Not really. I mean, they've had days where certain teachers have told them they can't play certain games or whatever because,
yeah,
of stuff going on or stuff like that, but I haven't heard of anything like,
right,
major problems with anything,
right.
And I know, like, when I was in elementary school and stuff, you'd know the kids that, okay, if they're playing this, I'm gonna go play something else,
right? Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of like, oh, he's playing basketball, I guess I'm playing Foursquare today.
Right Yeah, I don't know, it's an interesting thing to think about, just,
yeah,
what you think the point of recess is, I guess. But I will say, I do think that recess is important.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
When you have, like, a string of, like, super cold days or rainy days and my kids don't get outside, you can completely tell when
yes,
they come home.
Yes, yes. And it's nice, too, like, when they get home from school, when they've had a full day and a nice day and recess and everything, you can tell because they're tired.
Yeah, right. Okay, so to close out the podcast today, I thought we could, since we kind of have talked about fall and school, you know,
yep,
getting back into that. So let's kind of recap our summer, maybe. What has been your high point and low point?
Our high point was probably when we took my mother-in-law, my wife, and my two daughters. We went up to Lambeau.
Oh, awesome.
My mother-in-law.
That's a good segue to fall, too.
Yes, my mother-in-law had never been there, so we did a tour in the Hall of Fame and ate lunch at the 1919 restaurant up there, and we had a really fun time, and it was just a really good day trip kind of a thing.
Are your kids into football?
Sort of.
They're Packer fans, obviously.
Yeah,
but
they, and Mia also likes the Dolphins because when they're abbreviated, it's MIA.
Oh, well, of course.
So,
yeah, totally.
But, so, I mean, they're into it, but they're not into it. Like, they say they're into it, but they don't,
right,
ever watch the games. So.
I actually put on Metro Parents' website some tips for getting your kids to actually sit and watch the games, because,
yeah,
that has been,
yep,
an issue with me. Like, come on, watch the games.
Yeah.
The same thing. They're all like, oh, yay, Packers. But, yeah.
Well, and I know in the past when my kids were younger, that would be their nap time. They'd go to sleep when the
perfect
game was on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then they'd wake up in like the fourth quarter.
Yeah. That's pretty
good,
actually.
But yeah, so that was probably the high point. And then, I mean, just kind of doing we did like Dousman Derby days with them, and those were fun.
Okay, was that the thing with the frog?
That was the frog jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like amazed by that.
Yeah.
I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They jump. So they have to, it's a contest? Or it's,
yeah,
a,
we weren't there for that day. We were there on opening night when it was just like the food and the rides,
oh, okay,
and stuff. But yeah, the frog jump, you bring your frog and, or you rent one. I think you can rent a frog, and you set them up and you kind of blow on their backsides a little and they jump. And
I love it. Okay,
I mean,
that's again, you know.
I mean,
you country folk, you're
cool. Right. Add that to the food and the drinks and stuff, and
yeah,
I mean, it's pretty much Wisconsin. So
I love it. All right, I was gonna say our high point was, I know I talked about Alex turning 13 this summer. But the cool thing was she had her regular birthday parties and all that stuff, but we also did a surprise for her just because it was a special birthday. So, and apparently having a surprise party was in Alex's bucket list, which she told
nice
me afterwards, but that's not something she can say,
right,
because, you know, then it's not really a surprise. But we went to the Baskin Robbins in Wauwatosa because they're pretty awesome because they have allergy. They have allergy friendly whatever policies and stuff. And so we go there a lot. But this time we went and she and I said that instead of going in and getting our ice cream as usual, I just we pulled up and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go in. Just you guys stay here. And they were like, what? What's going on? And I went and I got in the car and I'm like, I got like a bunch of ice cream and I go to Jonathan. I'm like, okay, go. And Alex was convinced that I had stolen ice cream and that the police were gonna chase us. But we actually just went over to a park and all of our family was there and we just had like an ice cream party and they gave her Barnes & Noble gift cards and stuff. Nice. And it was very low key and it was fun. And she was just so happy. And so I loved it.
Yep.
She like kept hugging me. It's like, this was so nice. And it's like, you like it when your kids are like that.
Right,
it's like,
right.
I did something good.
Yep.
But yeah, that was my high point. Yeah. All right, low point.
All right, I think we're in the low point right now.
I was just going to say that too. I'm definitely in the low point.
My kids need to go back to school.
Absolutely.
Like, summer's over.
Yeah.
Every day it's kind of a back and forth between there being great friends and being the worst enemies.
That is so funny. That is exactly my low point.
Yeah, get them back to school. They need school.
Yeah, Wendy said yesterday we were sitting down to eat dinner. She was sitting next to Alex as usual, and all of a sudden I looked over and Wendy was sobbing, and I'm like, "What is wrong?" Yeah. And she's like, "I hate the way Alex chews."
Time.
Like, and Alex like stopped chewing, and she just stared at her, and I'm like. And I'm like, okay, Wendy, sometimes, you know, living with people means being annoyed by them, but if they're not actually doing anything wrong, you can't get mad at them.
Yeah, yesterday my kids were fighting over who got to play with a certain My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they have, like, three of the same one.
Right. That one, yeah.
Well, this one has wings, and this one doesn't, and this one's wings move.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, we definitely, I'm like, get back to school.
Yeah, it's time for school to start.
Yep.
There's just so, I mean, like, and I'm sure your girls are play together nicely. I mean, mine do. They are, like, really good friends. But
yeah.
It's just too much togetherness right now.
Especially my older one, she's always, like, begging for alone time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're 8. You don't need alone time. But, yeah, they just get at each other and... Well, doors slam and tears flow. And
Alex is always wanting alone time, too. And I mean, I try to respect that and give it to her. But the problem is if I give her alone time, then Wendy is hanging off of me.
Right.
Like, what
right.
do I do? What do I do?
Yep. Yeah, that's a familiar question.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So back to school. It is time.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So I have a joke.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. What happened when the two antennas got married?
What?
Well, the ceremony was kind of boring, but the reception was great.
Oh, nice. That is a good dad joke. That wasn't one of your kids, right?
No, but I could do a bonus one. Mia dropped another one that she made up. She said, what type of nut sneezes a lot?
What?
A cashew.
Did she make that up?
She claims she made it up. I don't know if she's telling the truth.
Is she the one who reads the joke books?
Yep.
Okay. She might have made it up, but like been inspired.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards she ripped it off.
But, oh, okay.
But not that I don't think she could come up with something that clever, but
that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to school time, and we will talk next time.
Yep. Music for I'm Gonna Count to Three was provided by bensound.com.